This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
8 o'clock hours. We try to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. And Cowboys 49ers Sunday night on this radio station. Babe Laufenberg will join us to preview that at 8:40. Nick Eamon 9:20 tomorrow. Mike Tirico at 9 a.m. Right now on the D&M Leasing Hotline, the voice of the Dallas Mavericks, Chuck Cooperstein, to preview the season opener tonight against the San Antonio Spurs on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Good morning, Chuck. How you doing?
Haven't you guys changed the name of your show to the Hellraisers yet?
I mean, come on, man. Yahoo's, Chuck.
Your voice of God needs some work, man. He's got to get that changed.
Did you hear that play out live or just the aftermath?
No, I heard some of it. I was actually flying back from L.A., and I actually heard some of it in the airport while I was waiting to get home. And it was quite something.
And did you think that a season preview would be happening with this very show or someone else?
No, I had faith in the people above you. They'd take care of you.
Okay. Chuck, your excitement level this offseason in anticipation of tonight, when's the last time it's been this high? If this has been much higher than years past?
I think coming out of the finals in 2006, I mean, it was pretty much off the charts because people, I think, rightly felt that the series was taken from the Mavericks and that, 2007 would be the retribution year. Of course, that year started slowly. The Mavericks went 0-4 to start the year and then won 67 games, and then we won't talk about what happened after that. But coming into that season, there was that feeling that this team is really, really good. They're championship level good, and let's see if they can get there. And I think that's where we're at right now. The difference here is that this team actually went about improving an area that they were lacking, which was outside shooting, by bringing in Klay Thompson. And we'll see how it all plays out. I'm watching the Celtics the other night make 29 threes. I don't know that the Mavericks are going to have a game where they make 29 threes, but they're going to have a bunch of games where they make a bunch of them. And really, in a lot of ways, you look back at the finals, and that was the difference in the series. The Mavericks' defense was fine in the series, but they couldn't score. All four losses, they scored fewer than 100 points. And if you had told me that Luka and Kyrie would be part of an offense that couldn't score 100 points in the game, I would have told you you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Well, it happened. So they went about changing that. And, it's not just Klay, but it's also, Quentin Grimes is an excellent outside shooter. Najee Marshall had a career year shooting threes last year. We'll see if that was an outlier, if that is something that is translatable to his new team. And if all of that comes together, this team, certainly on offense, is going to be hell on wheels.
Chuck, what have been your preseason and offseason observations of Klay?
He's incredibly professional, incredibly precise. I mean, I had the pleasure of watching him just go through about the day of his introduction in Dallas in July. He immediately got on the practice court with PJ Washington and went through a 40-minute session. And in a lot of ways, it was like watching Dirk, just how he went about his drills and his footwork and, coming off screens and how he was going to do all this stuff. It was incredibly impressive to me. And I think, you know, I think that is him. But I also think, you know, he is a guy who's somewhat sensitive. And I think he was very much hurt by how things ended at Golden State. I don't think he ever really wanted to leave Golden State, but he kind of knew he had to, and he was going to try to pick a place that he felt he could contribute to winning. And as he has said repeatedly, watching the finals, he saw a Mavericks team that, in his mind, he could take to another level. And I can't wait to see him try to do that.
If 2015 Clay or 2016 Clay was a 10 out of 10, you know, from his standpoint, that was his prime, offensively and defensively, where is he now?
I mean, I think he's at least a 7, you know, maybe better than that. I mean, I don't expect him to be great defensively every night, but I think he, kind of like Luka, I mean, I think they understand the concept of team defense and where they're supposed to be, you know, on the floor at all times to make the defense the best it can possibly be. And his shooting is still absolutely elite. Look, he shot 39% last year from three. That's the worst season he's had in his career, for crying out loud. And he's especially good in the corners, and the Mavericks generate more corner threes than any team in the league, and he makes them at a much higher rate than what was being made last year. There's just, to me, certainly in the short term, there is no downside to this at all.
Can the Mavericks have a successful season that doesn't involve a Western Conference Finals appearance?
That's a great question, RJ.
Thank
and
you.
I mean, I guess it all, and I guess they do come out every now and
every
then.
Every now and then.
I guess it all depends on perspective. I think it would be hard for a lot of us to accept that they wouldn't get back in being in the conference finals. Having said that, I mean, I'm looking at the Western Conference and I'm seeing everyone really, with the exception of Portland and maybe Utah when Danny Ainge decides he wants to start tanking, as it's a war every night. And I mean, I'm looking at tonight, and I know San Antonio's probably not going to make the playoffs, but I still know they've got Chris Paul and Harrison Barnes on their team this year, and they are going to be significantly better, much more professional on the floor, and that's going to make Wembanyama that much better and that much more of a load for the Mavericks and anybody else to handle. I mean, anytime you're going to play them, it's going to be a pain, and you know, let alone anything else. I mean, if you look at the Clippers last night, I mean, I don't know that the Clippers are really good. I mean, they got a strange-looking team, but obviously they gave Phoenix, a team that several people believe is a dark horse to win the conference and even get to the finals. It gave them everything they want. Probably should have won the game if James Harden would have made a free throw.
Chuck Cooperstein, the voice of the Mavericks, joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. So, Chuck, one of the narratives we were talking about last year during the Oklahoma City series, it felt like everybody was kind of saying, the Thunder have to learn how to lose. Like this is their time to learn how to lose. They'll become, you know, tested through this, and they'll be a better team for it next year. Do you think Dallas went through any of that process similarly with the Boston series last year? Do you think they learned things about, okay, this was something that's not as much depressing for them as it is, you know, instructional, and they were able to learn certain things from it?
Absolutely. Look what they did in the offseason. Look how they addressed their deficiencies in the offseason. You know, they knew they didn't shoot the ball well enough and couldn't generate enough three-pointers and make enough three-pointers. So they took care of that. They know they've got to be, you know, a solid defensive team, which they certainly were from the middle of March all the way through June. And even though they lost Derrick Jones, who I think was a very underrated part of what they did, Clay and Najee Marshall, who played.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
They play differently now. They play defense differently than Derek Jones, long, athletic, you know, jump through the roof and all that kind of stuff. But they knew they couldn't let him go without addressing that. So they went ahead and addressed that. And then, you know, whatever internal improvement comes from people like Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford and P.J. Washington, I think they understood exactly, you know, where they fell short. And knowing that they've got to had to take care of that. Now, what's going to be interesting is, let's face it now, everybody wants to talk about April and May and June, but there are 82 games to play. And everybody's got to walk through this before they get to the really fun stuff. And that's hard for these guys because they know how exciting last spring was. And it's even harder for fans who, you know, don't want to have to go through, in many cases for them, the drudgery of, playing the Utah Jazz on a Monday night in October.
Chuck, Derek Lively is my favorite player. I love his spirit. I love his leadership. In what ways can he take a leap this year?
Just being smarter about the game. I mean, he's already pretty smart about the game, but just the more you see, the it's the old Malcolm Gladwell, 10,000, do it 10,000 times, and that's how you get to be really good at it. I mean, it's the same thing with Lively. Now, you know, he's got to be able to do that. I think we've seen some stuff already in the preseason with his offense, his back to the basket, with his ability to, you know, shoot with both hands, right and left. He definitely is going to take a few threes this year, other than the one that he made in the NBA Finals in Game 4. We're going to see, I think, occasionally that. It's not going to be a regular part of his game, I don't believe, but I think you will see that from time to time. I think his free throw shooting is going to get significantly better. He's really worked hard on that with the Mavericks assistant Sean Sweeney. And, you know, he shot 50.6% last year from the line. You know, he's got to be up in the 65 to 70% range, and he should because his form is pretty good. So there are a lot of things that he can do. And the best thing, frankly, for him is that he doesn't have to be stretched out because of the presence of Daniel Gafford. I mean, they're going to play big pretty much for 48 minutes. And that is a luxury that very few teams in this league have.
Did you see any of that at Duke, this offensive game?
Very little. They did very little with him. Remember, he didn't have a double-double in college, and I don't think he ever scored more than 13 points in a game. And remember last year on opening night against San Antonio, he had 16 and 10 against Wembanyama. But no, it wasn't there. And remember, at Duke, he was hurt. He got hurt at the beginning of the year and really didn't get back until the end of January. And when he got back, that's when they took off. And they won 13 of the last 16. And, you know, that they got knocked out by Tennessee when they did, RJ, made them, I know you do. I mean, look, that was a game that Duke was the higher seed. They were expected to win the game. They didn't win the game, but I mean, they probably should have been a second weekend team, and I don't think they would have been had he not come back and did, you know, what he did, even if his numbers were overly modest.
Voice of the Mavs, Chuck Cooperstein here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. I'm asking every Mavs person this. After he got ejected in the finals, Luka was very tame. He wasn't his usual confrontational referee self. Are we going to start off this season getting regular emotional Luka or more tame Luka, in your opinion?
Great question. I want to believe, because we all learn from our mistakes, that he will be a tamer version of himself, not that he will be such that he will never get a technical foul. But I really do believe this. If he does tone it down and say he winds up with 7 or 8 technical fouls during the year instead of scratching 16 in the limit for being suspended, given how he plays, even if his numbers aren't as explosive as last year's, you know, nearly 34 points, nearly 10 rebounds and nine assists. If he does that and tones it down and this team wins, you know, somewhere between 53 and 55 games, I think he's an MVP. I think people are waiting to see that from him. I think people, voters, not necessarily Maverick fans. I mean, although I do think some Maverick fans are tired of it, but I do think voters are waiting to see what does he add to his game to make him better. Now, from a physical standpoint, I don't know what else he can add because he's got the entire bag. But what I do think he can add is that emotional component of being under control and leading his team to big things.
Your Bronny storyline interest level was what the other night?
Nice. It was, nice moment, nice to look at, but should we be devoting hours on top of hours on top of hours to it? No. But this is what we do, I guess.
You want to ask him about Embiid?
I thought you were going to something else. What is your take on the Embiid skipping back-to-backs? Because I thought the NBA tried to cut this out last year with the 65-game minimums or whatever.
Well, and also, not sitting, for one of the, if you're playing back-to-back with the national TV games, too. I don't know where this sits, and I don't know where he is. I mean, his summer was very bizarre, playing for the U.S. At the Olympics. He really played quite poorly most of the summer, except for the game against Serbia in the semifinals, where, you know, with all due respect to Curry and LeBron and how they played in the fourth quarter, I'm not sure they win that game if Embiid doesn't play as well as he played. But having said that, I mean, I think it's a scary situation for the league, they have these guidelines. It looks like the Sixers, again, from the outside, it seems like they're really flaunting them pretty hard. But in the end, it could wind up really hurting them because, you know what? The top eight of the East is really good, okay? I mean, the East is not as good as the West. I mean, you've got some really bad teams in the East that, over time, that is going to be played out. But it's one of those things like if people see Embiid come back, not play against Milwaukee, but then come and play against Detroit and go for 35 and 15, like people are going to be upset. People are going to be really upset to see that. So I don't know how that plays out, but I'm not nearly as high on Philadelphia as a lot of people are in the league. I'm Embiid, you can't trust him because you don't know when he's going to be on the floor. And Paul George, to me, he just does really weird stuff on the floor in really big games. And I just, I would not have paid him what he was paid.
Chuck, you're obviously obsessed with the rest of the league starting yesterday. Give us a surprise. What's one of your surprise opinions in the West or with a player breaking out or someone not being as good as you think? You already mentioned Philly. Give us some other Cooperstein observations heading into the year or predictions.
I know Zach Edey got into foul trouble last night, but I think he's going to be really good. And Utah, I mentioned them earlier. I'm really curious to see if Danny Ainge will pull the plug on him again, because they got players. And it looks like, especially in the middle with Walker Kessler, it looks like he's taken a big step forward. I mean, you've already got an all-star in Markkanen. You've got some young guards that are really pretty good scorers. And I think Utah is going to be really entertaining, and I think going to at least for a while make things interesting. But you know, does Danny ultimately pull the plug on that? And in the East, I'm curious to see about Miami. Only because I think Eric Spoelstra is an incredible coach, but I don't know if he can pull a rabbit out of a hat with this one. Just not sure, and it certainly didn't start well for him last night.
Chuck, thank you so much as always. Have a great call tonight, start of the season, and you know we'll be in touch. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you guys. Take care. Chuck. Go raise hell.
The Hellraisers. Always. Chuck Cooperstein, voice of the Mavericks on the D&M Leasing Hotline. The Texas rumors are already starting, and Vince Young and Barry Switzer, SEC legends, RJ with a college football kegger, then Babe Laufenberg after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.